Please, if you would, say a little prayer. I'm going to be scooting up to Chippewa Falls after the next Mass to give a talk to the Catholic Resiliency Conference. My friend Doug Berry is going to be there. My friend Father Altman is going to be there. Anyways, if you would, it's 3 hours, so I'll be 3 hours up and 3 hours back today. But it's an important time for us to get together. And I guess that's what I want to focus on as we are here now at the gateway to Holy Week. We're in a Holy Week that I personally believe is monumental in it, historical context. And just as we're entering Holy Week, our bishop has the lead article in the Catholic Herald looking at today's church in the diocese. I urge you to read it if you get a chance. If you don't have the physical copy, you can go online and read it. We have an incredible bishop. I think we're all unanimous in that. And he took time in this particular article to kind of say, okay, this is where we're at, all right? And so I just want to read just a small portion of this. In many ways, our diocese and parish structures were created for a very different era, when most Catholics actively participate in the life of the parish. An abundance of priests and religious led and served our institutions, and the parish was the heart of the neighborhood and the center of people's spiritual and social life. So much of this parochial fabric has simply disappeared in the last 50 years. We have fewer priests and far fewer religious. The number of baptized Catholics who actively participate in the life of the church is small and is diminishing. Increasing numbers of young people have simply walked away from the practice of religion. People are highly mobile and technologically astute, and profound cultural shifts have led many to reject the church's moral teachings. These fundamental changes challenge us to rethink how we can renew and reimagine our parishes so that they increasingly become spiritually powerful communions of missionary disciples who live the gospel and evangelize others into an abundant and saving relationship with Christ. So I'll just end there. And he does go on and he qualifies, you know, relatively speaking, we're doing a little better than most places, but the challenge lies before us, and he's just being honest about that. So what are we going to do about that? And I just believe that what we're doing right now is monumental. And what are we doing? We're getting as close as we could possibly get to God right now. And why is that necessary? Because probably the most prominent temptation for all of us, especially in 2022 in the United States of America, is to fall into what's called acedia, and we see it all around us. I wrote a reflection on that about a week ago, and if you're getting the daily reflections for our 90 Days to Peace, and I just want to share a portion of that to build my case. Recently, I wrote a reflection on pride. I said pride is the biggie because it's the sin that is most at work to divide and destroy our culture. Although I believe that to be true, I would say the most dominant sin that characterizes our culture today is acedia. Acedia originates from the Greek akedia, meaning lack of care. It's a kind of indifference or a lack of spiritual energy. Acedia can often be associated with spiritual instability, a kind of restlessness. So the soul may find itself horrified by its commitments, even abhor the spiritual life. The soul finds itself stuck in a kind of spiritual malaise which prevents it from advancing in the spiritual life. Once someone detaches from their call to advance in the spiritual life, they can become satisfied with what St. Thomas Aquinas calls a mere animal beatitude. In other words, we demote ourselves to mere animals, aimlessly feeding the flesh with all its lusts and wants. Once this fails, and it usually does, we are left to fall into a nihilism or even a hatred of being. How do we get here? And how do we get out of this epidemic of acedia in our culture and even in our church? I continue to believe that we Catholics deserve much of the blame. Why? This is where I point to a previous reflection I gave on lukewarmness. Recall it was Pope Pius V who went as far as to say all the evil in the world is due to lukewarm Catholics. What does he mean? So, if we are the one true church founded by Jesus Christ, and we are, then we were called to lift the world out of the emptiness of acedia that leads to believing we are just mere animals. Yet for more than 50 years, we have been peddling a weak and watered-down religion, a religion that denies the power of God, a religion of activism that seems to abhor the call to advance in the spiritual life. It almost seems like the proponents of this modern-day Catholic religion were and are themselves plagued with acedia. It's too much, they proclaim. People won't like our church if we promote all this sacred stuff. In essence, they're saying we need to be a church of acedia in order to reach those caught in acedia. And so, the acedia is left to spread like a plague. Now, I know I shared that in a previous week with all of you, but I'm sharing it here as we enter into, we're in the threshold of this Holy Week, 2022. So much is at stake. We see a world crumbling, longing to become mere animals. I don't want to enumerate, probably because it's, I want to keep this G-rated here, but you know what I mean. We're being told you're nothing but animals. And that's why, too, we see an elite ruling class that are like trainers in the zoo. Here, do this. Here, do that. We will rule over you. We'll tell you what to do because you know what? You're not capable of knowing what to do. You're just an animal. Well, we're not. We're not. We're children of God. And for centuries, this understanding that we are far better than just mere animals has only in our time diminished. And now, so many of our loved ones are being caught into this lie from the pit of hell that we're mere animals. We've been traversing through, today is day 40 of our 90 days to peace. We have the last reflection from Let Freedom Ring. Father Peckman in today's reflection actually alludes to acedia as his reflection is freedom from sloth, very close to what acedia is all about. So much is at stake. As we conclude our 90 days to peace, we'll be faced with a Supreme Court decision that could reverse what threw us into the pit of hell in 1973, that, as I contend, opened an enormous portal and rained down demons on our nation from that point on. And interesting to note that just as that was happening, that would have been my freshman year over at Edgewood High School, I saw beautiful religious imagery, nuns in full habits, the priest hanging out with everybody in the hall, mass every day, devotions promoted. The next year, all of that was stripped out. The nuns' habits shrunk. The priest was missing in action. The religious ed center, teeming with books about our Catholic faith, was emptied out. And a beanbag was thrown in the middle of the room and said, go and meditate. In 1 year, interesting, 1973, when demons rain down upon us. Think about this. This June, there's a good chance that portal's going to close up. Oh, and the demons are going to get angry. Watch what's going to happen. They will lie, cheat, and steal to stay in power and to continue to promote that we are mere animals. You are going to be necessary. God is going to need you, especially you, because you've remained true to Him, which so many have not. So we're getting strong. We're getting close into God. It's not enough that He's in our house and we're out in the kitchen. We have to be at His feet, a la Martha and Mary. We have to stare into His eyes and hang on His every word. In other words, we need to listen. Here's what I want you to do. He's going to tell you, and you're going to go, I hear and I obey, sir, yes, sir. Or you're going to be out in the kitchen and not hear a word that He's saying. It's our choice. So much is at stake. And in the same month, June, Corpus Christi, they're launching the Eucharistic revival. Yes, for 50 years, they stripped out everything. They made the worship of God into, I don't know, a kiddie's playtime. And so, if you went to church, don your flip-flops and your shorts and come and grab the host like a potato chip. It's no wonder August 5th, 2019, the Pew Research reported only 30% believe that's God on the altar any longer. This is why our bishop has to sound the alarm and say something needs to be done. Well, my brothers and sisters, I think what we're doing, what we've been doing, what did we decide to do? Pope John Paul II wrote an encyclical in the new millennium, and he called for exactly what you and I are doing. Pope Benedict, his best friend, followed him as Pope and called for exactly what you and I are doing. We're hit a bump in the road. The liberal bishops feel emboldened now. But we got to stay true to this. We got to be strong. We got to listen well. We're going to get called. Maybe some political stuff, my friends. They're going to lie, cheat, and steal. That's what they've been doing. We got to rise up. We can't do that under our own power, only under the power of God. A monumental Holy Week we're entering into. A time for us to tighten our lips and gain resolve like we never had it. Discipline your body. Discipline your soul. Discipline your heart. And be ready to say, sir, yes, sir. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I believe in one God.